even by myself or with other people, I just sort of, I'm really curious about what will happen. So I just sort of let it happen in a lot of cases. But I think, yeah, that's, and each point of conflict is like the potential for it to go another way, and it could go either way, and it could just be, should be just as well. Like, you know, there's no, like there's no right or wrong creative answer, basically. But I think, so I think like you sort of like surf it.
One of the things you said about stakes, like how high are the stakes? I think one of the things to do is with collaborations, if you can manage to make the stakes very low, then and not like, I mean, obviously you want to be engaged and passionate about it, but make it to the point where like, you know, it's not your main thing. Like I found, like if you like, I mean, for me, for instance, I'll have a book on the go. I'll be writing a book, and then I'll have some other side project, a little video I'm making. I collaborate with Mark. Actually, all these people are expert collaborators as far as I'm concerned. And either I've collaborated with them or I've seen the amazing sort of fruits of their labor, and they seem to enjoy it. So, but basically the idea is, I think if you can manage to keep the stakes low, like make it not, don't put all your eggs in that one basket of collaboration, because it helps to be able to say, okay, well, it helps you like kind of free yourself from really worrying about it too much and have fun and play, which is a big element that I think collaboration is about. But I'd be interested in knowing if you guys have learned certain strategies over the years in terms of how to set up something in advance. Like one of the things I do, and it's kind of an awkward conversation to have, is like, you know, you have your beers, you know, you get little tips and you're excited about this project, you're talking about it, and then afterwards, like you have, you know, the next day or the week after, like, you know, how does it get started, right? How do you structure a kind of timeline that you might kind of, you know, that you might sort of achieve the project or finish the project, that kind of thing. So I was hoping to hear your comments.
Right. I think first off, when you sit down at the cafe, when you get the three or four and you chat about it, yeah, like that instance is very exciting and it's new, it's fresh, everybody's on board emotionally and creatively, and it's really about a week later what happens. So there's needs to be that one person that wants to take charge and sort of possess it and make it its own project, and that would sort of you know, he's the person or she's the person that would set the pace, where it's about the schedule. It's not really about the creative work. It's about administration, organization. When are we going to meet? And what cafe and what time?
Yeah. I think if you try to do that collaboratively, it'll just dissolve. So it's really one, it's good idea to have one person who will do it, like do the scheduling and all that, sort of like just shaping the group sort of. Yeah.
And so that the pressure's off of each person, so
right.
That they can just, oh, okay, this is my agenda, I'll just come and,
right.
And have my input and, you know, make sure that everything's run efficiently and smoothly.
Right, right.
That's been my experience. If we had someone that is managing the project, that makes it that much more. Yeah.
Okay.
I think from the start, you have to be aware of your own schedule and what your own time limitations are, and be very open with your ears to what your collaborators' schedules are like, because otherwise you could be kind of disappointed when you find out they only have one or two days a week or limited time to work on this thing with you, and you might feel like, well, I'm so much more engaged, or they might feel resentful. But if you start on the foot of saying how much time you have and can give to this and where it fits in from the get-go, then there's not going to be any hurt feelings around that, and you can both have the understanding, okay, we meet once a week to work on this, or we meet a couple times a week, and if everyone's on the same page or at least upfront about what their time is like, then that's, I think, one of the most important things, because that's one of the areas where there can be a lot of tension around how much time everyone is giving. But if that's, you know, discussed at the beginning, it makes things a lot easier. And it's also important to periodically, along the time frame that you're working on the project, make time for each other socially, so that it's not always just the work and the goal that come up, but you remind each other why you chose to work together in the first place. If you take some time to maybe, if you're working on a film together or you're working in a band, go see some music together that you both enjoy, just to feel inspired and remember what it is that brought you together, maybe have a drink together, and make sure you maintain those social ties and not just the working relationship, to keep things smooth and cohesive between the collaborators.
We had, as Jim mentioned, I used to be one of the co-editors of this magazine called Lola. It was an art magazine, Toronto art magazine. And we were pretty ambitious with the magazine, and I think in our case, it wasn't, it was our primary thing. It wasn't a secondary thing for us. But in the initial stage, there were three people who were kind of co-editors, co-owner editors. And there was myself, Catherine Osborne, and John Massier. And John had a full-time job as a curator, Koffler Gallery. So he was really into doing Lola as a zine, but like not on a regular publishing schedule. And Catherine and I both were like, after our first issue, we were on the same page of really feeling ambitious about it. So that was a little bit, there was a period of time where we were kind of trying to figure out how this could work and how to sort of apportion less work to John and more work to us, and could that work out? And in the end, he ended up leaving and still contributing. But when that, in a way, was a relief for Catherine and I, because we could just then like plow forward. But in a way, it was sad that we weren't able to kind of keep all on the same page. But with something on that scale where you are really trying, like we were attempting to make a living off of this collaboration. And there's a lot of, in that case, the stakes are high.
Yes.
And there's a lot of pressure on the relationship. So there was a few things, if there's like some a project like that, there's a few things that I would recommend. And one is to really be on the same page about the financial expectations, right? Like we drew up a business plan, which everyone says draw up a business plan, and it's like, you know what, it's actually a really great experience to draw. Even a small project, do a business plan, and like do just even like read the chapter headings of how you structure a business plan. Even doing that will give you a sort of shape, and it can be very exciting. It sounds tedious, and it is tedious, but you have to sort of face this kernel of something that lets you know if you want to do the project or not.
About doing a business.